We have Band mit Save Myself auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Das Trio spielt heute Abend im Privatclub und stellt dort auch nochmal die neue EP The Woods vor. Und außerdem werden vielleicht auch schon Stücke vom kommenden vierten Album präsentiert, an dem die Band wohl bereits arbeitet. Wie es mit der vierten LP aussieht, wieso man sich zwischendurch für eine EP entschieden hat und vieles mehr, verraten uns an dieser Stelle nochmal Thomas, Didi und Darren. Welcome again. We are back.
Hello.
We are back. Yes. The family reunion.
Exactly.
Almost. We've met each other for so many times already. It's a good thing, though.
Old friends.
Yeah, old friends.
Always nice to be here.
And Flux FM keeps supporting the career of We Have Band.
We love it.
Which is because you haven't put out shitty music until now. So it's not a big problem for us.
Phew.
So how are you doing? Where are you coming from? You've travelled separately, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah, Darren and I, we drove from Essen this morning with our drummer.
Uh-huh.
Didi flew into Berlin. Didi doesn't drive.
No.
She's now too big a star.
Yeah.
She doesn't drive anywhere.
She's just,
yeah.
Maybe we should stop supporting the band. No. Just joking. So now you're all here. You got the additional drummer with you again?
Yes.
We do.
It's a new one.
We have a different drummer, though. We have a different drummer, but a drummer.
A drummer.
Uh-huh. And no, we won't talk about the reasons for changing the drummer.
Just different availabilities of people. Okay. We play with different people over the years.
Okay,
so,
cool. It's not like the
Oh, no.
It was tighter. Better personality than the other drummer.
We love Sebastian, but we love Aaron, too.
Yeah, we love them all.
Cool. That's good. I mean, they can both be happy if they're listening to this right now. I've read about, you've just recently kind of released the EP The Woods. It's been out here since the end of April. Yes. And I've read about the fact that you were working on the fourth LP already as well. Is that true?
Well, we're kind of always working on things.
Yeah.
I mean, this band, we're always kind of working.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, we're focused on the EP that just came out, and then there's a couple of other songs that are on it that hopefully we're hoping people are going to hear. Did a cover version as well. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the style of this band, is the...
Yeah, you seem to be workaholics in the true sense of the word. I really feel that, because as soon as you've got used to a new album of yours, there's another EP coming up. There's another LP planned already.
Yeah, it's nice.
How important is it to keep working in the flow?
It's nice to keep creating, to keep trying to throw ideas around the three of us, and to keep, just keep making music. And I think that the way the industry is, it's kind of all... things have changed, the album is maybe not the thing, although we love it as a format and it's always going to be important. But you can maybe just put some music out there. And that's sort of what this EP is, just something to do. And
I think it's good for the creative muscles that you're using while making music, right?
Absolutely.
Just to keep in shape, keep your brain in shape, keep your muses in shape.
It's nice to be playing new songs. Tonight we'll play Out the Woods. Tonight is the first time we played it live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're very, it's really lovely to be back. We're here a lot. We tour a lot as well. So it's lovely to be back here and have something new to play. And we're playing some stuff that we haven't played for a while from the first album.
Yeah,
it's lovely to mix it up. It's great.
So another good reason for keeping up the good work is that you keep yourself excited, right?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
You have a new song to play tonight.
Exactly.
And it's going to be, is it going to happen?
Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. And people out there can find out too. I'm going to give away some tickets after this interview. You've worked with super well producers in the past. Mostly you ask them to co-produce your records because you have a very good idea of what your records should sound like. And you've learned a lot during the last years, talking about equipment, using equipment and techniques and stuff for mixing and recording. So what was the EP?
This was all, I did this one. I did all the production on this one, all the recording. And then we had it mixed by a guy called Blue May, who's a talented guy who's worked with Kindness and...
Okay. Wow,
Kindness. He did their last record,
He did some stuff with Dev Hines. So he's a lovely guy, but we were really confident this time that the music was all done.
Yeah.
We didn't need to go in and say, can you record this bass or this vocal? So all of this was done.
And that's something I really feel. As soon as new material of yours is coming up on the station, I get the feeling they've learned another thing.
Okay.
Not just musically, but technically in the studio.
Great.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's nice. That's nice to feel that people hear it and feel that there's a progression, because that's important, I think.
Yeah, and I can feel that. I can put my signature under the fact that you're progressing, people.
Good.
Now let's listen to a song of the new EP, und zwar mit dem Titeltrack im Prinzip. We Have Band mit Out of the Woods. We Have Band mit Out of the Woods. Heute Abend spielen sie im Privatclub, die Herrschaften, die schon jetzt bei mir im Studio stehen. Und sie werden heute Abend dieses Stück zum ersten Mal spielen. Das finde ich wirklich interessant. You're gonna premiere that thing live on stage tonight.
Debut.
World premiere.
And that sounds good to me. That really sounds good to me. So, are you gonna road test some new material for tonight on tonight's show from the upcoming stuff, or is that too early?
No, too early. Well, no, because the way we do it, it does have to get kind of finished.
Yeah.
Because then it gets broken down. And then we work out how to play it live.
Yeah.
So it's not really a possibility to. We've never really done that, have we? Yeah.
No. Do you actually have a certain way of working on your music? Are there some specialties that one guy is better in than finding the rhythm, or?
No, I sort of do the music. I kind of do the music.
Yeah.
And then these guys come in with the melodies and some vocal ideas, and we sort of take it from there. So yeah, you know, it's drum machines, it's samples, it's bass guitar, synthesizers, you know, it's all there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, well, you can hear exactly. It's a song, but the music is generally.
Yeah, cool.
Done by me.
Cool. So tonight's show is going to be with the additional drummer again.
Mm. Yes.
What else can people expect from tonight's show?
Well, I mean, always with our shows, always, you know, we always say it, but like, it's not with a band where we love the audience to be as involved with us as they can. You know, like people to sing, to dance, to really have fun. Which for us, that's the most exciting way that it should be. You know, not people just. People not just stood there staring at us, you know, or staring at the floor, having a great time, having a party.
It's impossible at your shows actually to stand around and just look at you, because there's a spark that's flying from the stage into the audience.
It's a new drummer, so there'll be some mistakes as well.
So
you can look out for them.
I never underestimate.
This is a good thing, you know, it keeps it interesting.
That's right. Yeah. Never underestimate the little mistake.
Yeah,
I mean, the big mistakes, they get annoying.
Yeah.
But when you're a producer and you record music, you know how important the little mistakes are.
Exactly. You do it once, it's a mistake. Do it twice, then it's deliberate.
Yeah.
Then it's arrangement.
It's jazz.
Exactly.
Jazz. Oh, really? And then look at the hot chip guys.
Yeah.
I think they program their beats in like 30 minutes and then they work on that beat for 2.5 years more to humanize it again and to put some little mistakes in there.
Exactly. So. I think it's a nice thing.
Yeah. So we love making mistakes. Yeah, that's a good thing to say at the end of this interview. Und wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte bei We Have Band im Privatclub, dem kann ich jetzt noch Tickets verlosen. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000 jetzt anrufen und ihr steht auf der Gästeliste für We Have Band heute Abend im Privatclub. So, you're gonna be back in the fall, maybe?
Yeah, we don't know at the moment. Yeah, I mean, we'll be back. We don't know when.
Yeah,
Berlin is genuinely one of the cities we love to play in most. We've had so much fun here.
I mean, we have the honor of listening to the first live version of Out of the Woods. I mean, I can really feel it. There's some love.
I don't think we've ever done a tour where Berlin's not been on it.
Yeah. And you should keep it that way. And you should always visit me right in this studio.
We love this.
You know where we live.
We know
you know where we are right now. So you.
It's in the sat nav. We know it.
Yeah. So just come again. Yeah. Thanks. Bye bye.
Thank you very much.
Great fun at tonight's show.
Thank you.
We have band hier nochmal zu hören mit someone.